Hello everyone, welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is September 29th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
For the last couple of weeks, Mars, the planet of violence, has been sending its malefic square aspect to Venus, the planet of harmony, agreement, values, pleasures, and luxuries. There have been a number of examples of how much Venus's significations have been suffering lately.
Venus's value in luxury. Last week, an upscale shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya, was attacked by the Muslim terrorist group Al-Shabaab. The Kenyan military responded with a full-scale assault to retake the mall. Gunmen from Al-Shabaab, Somalia's Al-Qaeda affiliate, stormed into the Kenyan mall Saturday afternoon with guns blazing, killing at least 68, wounding 175, including children, and taking a number of hostages. The siege continued for 4 days, with the terrorists finally defeated on Tuesday. Some notable people lost their lives in this massacre, including a famous African poet, members of the Kenyan president's family, and a member of President Clinton's Aid Foundation.
Wow. Venus is the planet of negotiation and agreement, and Mercury is the planet of communications. Venus is aspected by Mars and Jupiter, and so we get a deal or no deal. The UN Security Council met all last week trying to hammer out terms for the resolution to strip Syria of its chemical weapons and the consequences if Syria didn't cooperate. And by the end of the week, an agreement was reached and subsequently passed by the full Security Council.
The trine aspect of Jupiter also helped out in other negotiations going on at the UN, with the planet of hope contributing to the potential of an unusual agreement represented by Rahu and Venus, dealing with a long-standing problem represented by Saturn.
Secretary of State John Kerry met with the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Both diplomats termed the meeting productive.
This marks the first time in 34 years that talks at this level have taken place. The U.S. is hopeful that a deal can be worked out, but with the square aspect of Mars still in the picture, we can't expect too much right now. Still, it could be a start.
But Venus being trined by Jupiter has not, so far, helped the situation on Capitol Hill, where the prospect of a government shutdown looks more and more likely. The continuing budget resolution, meant to keep the money flowing for a few more months, faces major resistance from Tea Party conservatives in the House of Representatives, who are holding government funding hostage to a defunding of Obamacare.
Oh, yes. And speaking of Venus, the USA is now entering the Venus sub-period of its Mars major period. Now, what's interesting is, in the birth chart of the USA, Venus rules Taurus, the sign in the sixth house. So the Venus sub-period turns on the sixth house, which is the house of health, in this case, health in the country. Mm. And what happens on October 1st?
Well,
Obamacare gets its rollout. People can begin signing up for the federally sponsored health insurance program, with benefits starting on January 1st, 2014.
Whoopee.
Of course, as one might expect of legislation which took so much sausage-making to pass through Congress, figuring out where you fit into the provisions of the Affordable Care Act is not exactly a straightforward process.
Yeah, so we've been hearing of lots of confusion and argument, media spin, protests, President Obama speechifying, and even the Koch brothers putting ads on TV telling young people not to sign up for the controversial program. Mm. All right. Saturn is the planet of the established order, and Rahu is the planet of success, and Venus is the planet of values, and all were conjunct last week in Libra, the sign of harmony and ideals, and simultaneously all were receiving the evil aspect of a debilitated Mars in Cancer. Well, last week, Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, won a clear victory in the German elections. giving her an unprecedented third term. In this case, despite being challenged by the destructive square aspect of Mars, Saturn's signification of established order has prevailed.
But not all is well. Merkel still fell a bit short of total victory in the German parliament, so she will have to make an alliance with some of her enemies in order to form a coalition government.
Yet, in another case of Saturn being aspected by destructive Mars, the establishment did not do so well. The 85-year-old Islamic movement and political party known as the Muslim Brotherhood, which only last year became the ruling party in Egypt, has been banned by an Egyptian court and its assets ordered confiscated.
The court's decision could see the dismantling of the Brotherhood's network of businesses, schools, hospitals, and charities that have earned it popular grassroots support. Of course, the Brotherhood will appeal the decision right away.
Good luck dealing with the Egyptian court system on that one.
Well, on to this item. This past week, Venus, the planet of value, was conjunct Saturn, the reality check planet. Both were simultaneously conjunct Rahu, indicating something unusual and innovative. China has just bought 5% of the Ukraine, the breadbasket of Europe. This is a 50-year deal and is equal to an incredible 9% of Ukraine's arable farmland.
Well, David, you've lived amongst the Chinese for 7 years. What do you make of this deal?
I'd say that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure the Chinese are not just doing this as a practical matter. It's a test to see how the world reacts to what amounts to a legal takeover of the lands of another sovereign nation.
Whoa. All right. Mercury is together with Saturn. The planet of communication, Mercury, and the planet of endurance, Saturn, together in the idealistic sign, Libra. And this last week gave us a talking feat of endurance, fueled by a certain warped ideal. And just as Mercury entered Libra last Tuesday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz began his quixotic stand against the Affordable Care Act. The freshman Tea Partier proceeded to bloviate away for over 21 hours about the need to defund Obamacare. Cruz aimed to block the Senate from changing a bill passed by the House that would strip funding for Obamacare.
During his talkathon, Senator Cruz read the entirety of Dr. Seuss's children's book, Green Eggs and Ham, using it as an example of why his fellow Americans should reject Obamacare. This prompted more than one commentator to point out that the moral of that tale is you shouldn't knock something until you've tried it.
Yeah, right. It's a book about a jerk who decides he hates something before he tries it. So, unintentionally, Cruz chose a story that exactly exemplifies the behavior of the Tea Party conservatives he represents.
Oh, you mean a movement so angry, so reductionist, apocalyptic, God-invoking, fear-mongering, and obsessed with purity that it seems to have been concocted in the sub-basement of Breaking Bad?
Okay. All right, getting back to a planetary pattern we covered last week, and which is still giving its results. Mars, the planet of destruction in the water sign Cancer, sending its malefic square aspect to Saturn, the planet of structures, produces destruction by water. The province of Gujarat in western India has been experiencing torrential rains, which have led to widespread flooding, putting underwater a huge area of mostly rural villages and cutting off thousands of people who now need to be rescued.
Also in Sochi, the Russian city on the Black Sea, which will host this year's Winter Olympic Games, there has been record rainfall, compelling local authorities to declare a disaster area. And finally, last week, a giant typhoon, Usagi, hit southern China, causing flooding in Guangdong province, the worst storm in this part of China in the last 30 years.
Yeah. Well, the good news is that now Mars is separating from a close aspect to Saturn, so the effects should become less over the coming week.
For the past couple of weeks, Venus, the planet of pleasures, has been conjunct Saturn, the planet of the established order, while both have been getting hit by Mars, the planet of destruction, thus the destruction of long-standing pleasures. Last week, we talked about the demise of an American icon, Penthouse Magazine, as being a manifestation of Venus plus Saturn being aspected by Mars.
Right. And this week, we have news of an entirely different sort of icon of established pleasure coming to its end. The venerable Volkswagen bus, a fixture of the hippie era, and still alive, especially in Latin American countries, will cease production this year. After more than six decades, the Volkswagen minibus has reached the end of the road. Brazil, the only place where the VW bus is still made, has instituted new vehicle safety laws, mandating airbags and anti-lock brakes, which VW cannot accommodate.
Talk about pushing a major nostalgia button.
Yeah, me included. A minibus was actually my very first car. I actually lived in one for 6 months once.
It's all now headed for the great showroom in the sky.
Yes, and with that, we will
Ron, I have one more.
One more?
Get this.
All right.
Rahu is unusual and innovative, and Venus's arch. This is the best. A giant rubber duck is floating towards Pittsburgh.
What?
The 40-foot-tall yellow ducky, the creation of Dutch artist Mr. Hoffman, has been making its way serenely up the Ohio River, accompanied by a bevy of small boats.
No.
This globe-trotting duck has made appearances in other cities, including Sydney, Taiwan, and London. According to Hoffman's website, the duck has healing properties. It can relieve mondial tensions as well as define them. Hoffman also writes that the duck, quote, knows no frontiers, it doesn't discriminate people, and doesn't have any political connotation.
Okay, and with that, we shall finish our take on the week that was. Be sure to click in with us next week.